We're going to talk about the use of creativity to improve people's mental health and address particular conditions, particularly postnatal depression. I'm delighted to be joined by Philippa Forsey, who's the Arts and Health Project Manager from Creative Works. Hi, Philippa.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about Creative Works. What is this organisation? What does it do?
Yeah, so Creativity Works began in 1981. Mm-hmm. We've been around for about 30 years. And we're an organisation that works mainly with projects to do with mental health, mm-hmm. But also families where there's disadvantage or need across Bath and North East Somerset and Bristol, and we're also about to start working in South Gloucestershire. So we work in a range of creative art forms with lots of hugely creative artists and deliver projects in communities with people to make change.
And one of the people you've helped is Jenny Faulkner. Tell us, Jenny, how Philippa and her team helped you.
I attended a group of session called My Time, My Space, mm-hmm. Which is specifically for women suffering from postnatal depression. And it was 2 hours a week of sheer enjoyment, where I felt I could go and speak very honestly and openly and not feel judged or like I was a terrible mum. A chance to be creative, which stopped my head thinking a whole host of dark thoughts that it spent a lot of its time doing. I was able to focus on something else, something that was immediate and concrete. I went in with nothing and would come out with a brand new necklace that I'd made myself or a picture that needed framing for my husband. It was just wonderful to be amongst other people experiencing the same things.
Tell me how that works. So there were other people who suffered from postnatal yes. depression, and there are what? Facilitators or creative director? Well, how do you,
there was an artist, at every session okay. who, our artist was called Anita, and she was amazing. She brought the best resources along. She said she only wanted the very best for us. She brought things that would motivate us, get us talking, metaphorical things that would... get us going.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Healing through metaphor is fascinating, because often when things are really difficult to deal with, we create metaphors to help us, and that's often one of the reasons that art is very creative. But it's interesting, we've had people on here talk about knitting as therapy, and people get together, they knit together, it puts you in a yes. trance-like meditative state, you can stay in your own zone, you can chat
you
to
can
other
talk,
people,
yeah.
and you create something at the end of it. And we use it at the Mineral Hospital, we use it for chronic pain, chronic fatigue, yeah. they use it for mental health, if you've got obsessive yeah. compulsive disorder, actually counting the rows and stitches. And so that's the beauty of what you did, and because it was so useful for you, you now want to
help
spread the word.
Others. Absolutely. I think funding is vital. We all did. There was 10 of us in the group, and we all want to carry the group on mm-hmm. To help other people.
Tell us about your particular story. Had you suffered from any form of depression before you were pregnant?
I have 3 children and okay. suffered from postnatal and prenatal depression previously.
Oh. But it was in all the 3 pregnancies?
In all 3 of them. But it wasn't, my oldest is 11 and it wasn't really diagnosed back, you know, when she was young. Mm-hmm. But it was hardest currently with my 11-month-old son. It was the most traumatic.
Did it, was there an sense of real trepidation as you approached each successive pregnancy, knowing that you'd had this in the past? Were you thinking, golly, is it going to come back and bite me?
I was very aware that it was going to come back and bite. Okay. But I knew as well that I could get better, and it wasn't going to last forever.
Okay.
And it was going to be a period in my life that I had to go through and come out of stronger.
And in the subsequent pregnancies, it was picked up earlier, was it? Even though it was more severe, you knew that this was...
It was picked up in my second pregnancy. It was picked up, obviously, prenatally, and I had counselling, which did help. And this time, everyone was on the lookout for it, and I was very well supported by family and friends and health visitors.
Was there ever a time you thought you might harm yourself or your children?
Not my children, I have mm-hmm. to say. They were all very well looked after. It was more myself, the self-loathing. I never wanted to seriously harm myself, but I would quite happily have fallen asleep and never woken up again because it was too hard. I dreamt of getting appendicitis or a kidney infection so that I could be in hospital and not have to deal with the responsibility of it all.
And when you're doing this My Time, My Space thing, and you start off with something, a metaphor or something you're creating, does generally people then get the confidence within the group to share little snippets of their story? Is that how the healing works?
There was a huge range of people in the group, some like me who like to talk and it helps me to talk, and others who are very private and very personal but nodded along when I said how I was feeling, and you know, heads would nod and tears would well up in people's eyes, and they got enough out of it without having to speak themselves.
It's a really clever way of getting a shared experience, isn't it? Slightly under the radar for people who think, oh, I'm not sure about this.
Because, I mean, we believe with this project, with postnatal depression, that we're working alongside people. We're not, although it's therapeutic, it's not art psychotherapy. We're using a social model. So in the My Time, My Space project, people come together and realise that they're not alone. And sometimes that's often, you know, that's the biggest thing to realise that actually other people feel like this, and it's okay to talk about it and feel like it. But the reason that we've based it around creativity is because back when we began this project, one of the first health visitors, Janet Weeks, when she approached us, she said, you know, I've got such huge caseloads of women with postnatal depression, and I've tried bringing them together, and we meet and talk about it, but, you know, we really feel we need to do something else. So the creative aspect means that we come together to focus on other activities, other things, but then through that process you're not sort of in the spotlight to have to talk about your issues if you don't want to, but then over a period of 10 to 12 weeks you can unfold gently, and often people in the room say things and, you know, you sort of think, oh, I felt like that, you know, that was really...
What's brilliant about it, and so, shows that it's working, is that you've created this circle of friendship and circle of compassion that has endured, a bit like people who go to prenatal groups to help them prepare. Presumably you're still seeing each other and supporting each other.
Yeah, we all met yesterday. They all came around my house yesterday morning with the children, and we did,
So how are you funded at the moment? Where do you get your...
The project, I mean, it's one of those ongoing things with the funding of these projects. As an organisation, we've been recognised by the Arts Council, so we're a national portfolio organisation, of one of 120 in the country, so that's great. They recognise the value of working with creativity socially. And then this particular piece of work has joint funding, so My Time partly comes from the Mental Health Creative Support Service that runs across Baines, and it's funded by the council. And then very strong links with the children's centres, and they really value the work. So in Radstock, Keynsham and in Bath, they have helped support the creche, the venue, and all of those sides. And then without the health visiting team, you know, we couldn't do it. It's really that
It's professional really integrated, support. Isn't it? That's great.
So it's really partnership working. And then we also seek to build community capacity by linking with other community groups and organisations, so that then we can then make links beyond that. So groups often go on to link with other projects in this, in the local community. And one example of that was a project a few years ago which came out of a My Time, My Space group, and the women called themselves Out of the Blue, and they went on to run for about 10 years and sourced their own funding and carried on running their own art workshops. And
I'm going to come back to you, Jenny, in a minute, because I know that you've written something that you're hoping will help fund things.
Yes.
But we're going to go to the travel first, and then we'll come back to you and talk about that. Let's find out what's happening in the roads. Yes, indeed. You're listening to BBC Radio Bristol with Dr. Phil Hammond. It's 25 to 11. I've been talking to Philippa Forsey, who's the Arts and Health Project Manager from the wonderful Creativity Works, and Jenny Faulkner, who's suffered from postnatal depression and has written a poem. Is that right?
Yes, it's a poem aimed at children, in trying to help them understand what their mums are going through with postnatal depression. There's lots of books in libraries about bereavement or the death of a pet or moving house, and I've just been very aware that there is nothing out there for children to help.
So a bit of a big ask, but do you mind reading it?
No,
for
I will. That's fine. Okay.
Thanks.
It's called A Monster Ate My Mum. A monster wandered far and wide, no one walking by his side. His mum seemed lost, not the mum he knew. Would someone know just what to do? She'd not been like herself at all, crying lots and feeling small, not wanting to go out, get dressed, feeling trapped and like a mess. A monster must have gobbled her up, made her sad and feel unloved. A monster must have eaten her joy. I'll go and find it, said the monster boy. He found a monster big and tall, a grumpy monster with no friends at all. A monster that ate smiles and joy. Did he eat my mum? Thought this monster boy. Excuse me, but have you eaten my mum? I want her back, I want some fun. I want to see her smile, my mum. Is she in your big round tum? No, she's not here. I just ate her smile. I'll give it back after a while. I'm sorry. I was hungry, you see. I don't know where your mum could be. So the monster boy wandered on, knowing where his mum's smile had gone. He found another scary beast and wondered if he'd had a feast. Excuse me, but have you eaten my mum? I want her back. I want some fun. I want to see her smile, my mum. Is she in your big round tum? No, I just ate something that made her cry. She won't know how, she won't know why. I'm sorry, I was hungry, you see. I don't know where your mum could be. He wandered on, and soon he knew that it wasn't his fault, nothing he could do. The monsters had eaten what had made her happy. It wasn't him who had made her snappy. He carried on walking along the path, wondering who had eaten her laugh. He saw a monster asleep on his tum. Was he the one who had eaten his mum? Excuse me, but have you eaten my mum? I want her back. I want some fun. I want to see her smile, my mum. Is she in your big round tum? No, I just ate something that took her spark. She can have it back, not feel in the dark. I'm sorry I ate it. I was hungry, you see. I don't know where your mum could be. All of these monsters had had their fill. They had each been what had made his mum ill. He wanted a cure to make her well. He wanted to help her out of this spell. He found a wise monster among the trees. Could you help me and my mum, please? She's not been happy. She sleeps all day. Can you help in any way? The monster turned and said to the boy, those monsters will return her joy. The monsters will return your mum. She will be back. You will have fun. Time is what you need, my friend. Love and kisses and cuddles send. It won't be bad like this forever. She can and will one day get better. So the monster boy walked home and knew he would be patient, see this through. He'd rest his head upon her tum, hoped no more monsters would eat his mum.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, that needs to be published, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Any publishers, listen, that's just a beautiful, beautifully written and just pitched at the right level, isn't it, for kids to understand?
I hope so, yeah.
It's the best I've heard. Well done.
Thank
that's
you.
Absolutely fabulous.
Thank
you.
You
should be very proud of that. And if it does get published, your proceeds will go to Creativity Works.
Absolutely.
Well done. Tell us quickly, Philippa, if people have listened to this and want to get in touch with you or find out what your organisation does and has to offer, what do they need to do?
Well, you can contact us on the website, so that's www.creativityworks.org.uk, uh-huh. Or you can phone us, which is 01761 438 852.
Thank you. I think it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing, and this particular project, My Time, My Space, journey is testimony to how wonderful it's been. So thank you so much for taking the time. Come and see us again soon.